is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column for the journal. He is based in London. London right now is enjoying a revival. However, everyone is aware that winter is ahead of us, and the question of heating your home or running electricity-generating plants comes down to natural gas, which is why I go immediately to a London Telegraph story from Germany. This story is sensational in that, why didn't we see this coming? Germany suspends approval for Russia's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. Subhead, Russia is likely to see it as a hostile move, and it could fuel growing tensions with the West. First graph, Germany suspended the certification process for the controversial Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia. The German regulator said the suspension was temporary, in quotes, and it appeared to be a technical rather than political decision. Joe, a very good evening to you. You are just back from Germany. You have the language. You are extremely delighted to report on your travelogue in Germany, but I call upon you to explain to our American audience how it is that a German regulator, using the word temporary, we've come to suspect that word everywhere it's used, saying that this is a technical rather than political decision. Joe, it's Nord Stream 2. The Biden administration went out of its way to approve it. This was said to be the leverage that was remaining on Vladimir Putin and the aggression shown by the Russian Federation in Ukraine, in the Black Sea, in the Baltic states, especially the Belarus-Lithuanian border, and for a technical violation? First of all, Joe, does this sound to you reasonable that Germany would hold up all of that momentum for a technical? And if it does sound reasonable to you, please explain it. Good evening to you, Joe.
Hi, John. It does actually sound kind of plausible that you would end up in the situation where so late in the day you still have some kind of arcane bureaucratic hurdle that they have to go through because they did the form only in duplicate instead of triplicate or whatever the precise bureaucratic reason was. But, you know, I think that it's also not unreasonable to suspect that there might be something else going on here. And that other something else is the fact that Germany does not actually have a proper government right now, because you will recall that they had an election at the end of September. The results of that were not conclusive. We know that Chancellor Angela Merkel had already announced that she was stepping down after that election. Her party lost. They had, her conservative Christian Democratic Party had their worst ever proportion of the vote. It appears that the government is going to be a coalition of the center-left Social Democrats, the Green Party, the Free Democrats. Those three parties are currently trying to form a negotiation. Angela Merkel is holding on while they do that, even though I think she is technically no longer even in the parliament. And I think it is not crazy for someone to say, well, hang on a sec, surely we don't have to issue all of the final paperwork on this until a new government is in place. So, you know, it is quite possible that this is only a bit of bureaucratic I dotting and T crossing, but it's also quite possible that there's been this thought that for such an important and contentious decision, especially since there's some disagreement among the three parties currently negotiating to form a government, you know, there's some disagreement between the three of them over this pipeline. Maybe it makes sense for the new crew to be in office before they finally commit to the last stages of approving this pipeline.
The Telegraph story goes on to say quite sensibly, Vladimir Putin has been pressuring Germany to approve Nord Stream 2. Critics say the pipeline could undermine Ukraine. Prime Minister Boris Johnson opposed the development of Nord Stream 2 and said that maintaining peace and stability in Ukraine must be a priority. In other words, what appears to be a technical holdup plays very nicely for those who are eager to reverse the decision of Nord Stream 2 and in some way endorse Ukraine as a beleaguered and victim state of Russian aggression. In some, Joe, this is one of those examples where if it was an accident, it's a very convenient accident that it is now held up.
Well, yeah, I mean, the important thing to understand here is that this has never completely been about the supply of Russian gas to Western Europe, because that supply is going to continue in one form or another anyway, because it's too important a market for Russia. I mean, Russia, you know, Europe can't afford not to have the gas, but Russia can't afford not to sell it to them, because then Russia doesn't get the revenue. So what has really been at stake, the real strategic issue with this Nord Stream 2 pipeline, has been that right now all of that gas has to flow through pipelines through Central Europe. I mean, you know, Central European countries and Eastern European countries, and particularly Ukraine, benefit from the fees that they can charge in the pipelines for transshipping that gas through their territory. And so that is the thing that Putin has wanted to be able to cut off. He wants to be able to continue selling gas to Western Europe. He doesn't want to have to do it through Ukraine or other Eastern or Central European countries. So I think that there is this real concern here about why Germany should then sign up for this pipeline project that makes it so easy for Putin to try to peel off the Ukraine from the rest of Europe when they've been trying to build closer relations. And I think that is kind of the nub of the political or strategic discussion about this issue within Germany. And I think that since the voters have just spoken on matters anyway, it makes sense perhaps to wait until there is a new government in place to see if they would have equal buy-in on this pipeline project the way Angela Merkel's government did.
But let us use our imaginations how the Kremlin read this particular paragraph as it was having its tea and cigarette in the morning. All right, we have the scene, a little frosty morning in Moscow. You've just arrived at the office, your ornate desk. You're working for the Gazprom, or Gazprom is working for you, and you read this. The German regulator said it has suspended its approval process because Nord Stream 2 does not meet German and EU laws requiring pipeline operators to be separately owned from energy suppliers. Do you then spill your tea, put your cigarette down, and get on the phone immediately and start screaming? What do you do, Joe, when you read that the EU regulators have joined in this idea of stopping your Nord Stream 2 at the last moment?
Well, I think the important thing here from Russia's perspective is that there isn't really anything new about this, because, I mean, that kind of issue has been controversial for a while. And ultimately, I find it hard to believe that one regulatory agency is going to stand between this project getting done or not getting done. I mean, I think that the bigger concern that Russia should have at this point, and I think that probably one reason that they would be anxious to push ahead with this as quickly as possible, is that they just want to get it done before people can change their minds about it. Which is precisely the danger that they're facing right now. I mean, the big threat here to the pipeline, if you are sitting in the Kremlin, is not this bureaucratic agency in Germany. It is that this delay potentially would create the opportunity for a new government to form in Berlin that might be a lot less sympathetic to this project in general. So, I mean, that is the thing that Russia will be unhappy about, especially after they so successfully finagled the Biden administration into dropping a lot of the very good objections that the previous Trump administration had raised about this project. To have come so far, the real next hurdle is going to be whatever form the new German government takes.
Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal is just back from Berlin. So when we come back, we're going to Germany with Joe. Germany here in the time of the pandemic. Germany in the midst of this tangle about natural gas for winter to heat our homes. Germany with the potential of a new government that is itself going to be paradoxical, led by the socialists with a free marketeer for the Treasury Secretary, or not, with the Greens pressing to do even more to go renewables and away from the heretofore coal and nuclear energy driven German electricity market. This is Joe Sternberg of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.